Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Munga, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Brother Lotse. How is South Africa today?
South Africa is fine, my pastor. I hope Lusaka is good.
Lusaka is good and great.
Ah, fantastic. The weather is good, eh?
Yes, the weather is good. Everything is just all right.
Lovely. Great to hear that. Now, we're continuing with our topic, tomorrow is one last day, one before the last day. You know, to discern God's will, it is essential to seek intimacy with Him through prayer and, of course, a Bible study. He's always here guiding us and revealing His plans. But when we seek Him and dive deeper into His word, does that cause Him to do our will or to do His will? How exactly does that work? So at the end of this conversation, we are going to be finding that out. So, Pastor, how important is prayer and a personal Bible study for discerning God's will?
Thank you very much, Brother Lotse, and our listeners. There's a word that you use that is very important to me and also to our listeners.
Mm.
You talked about developing intimacy in our relationship with God.
Yeah.
When you develop that intimacy, even at a personal level, when you know each other, that is husband and wife, you come to a point where you say, no, if I do this, my friend will not like this. The other person also is the same. So even us, when we talk about prayer and Bible study, it's a two-way communication. When I'm praying, when you are praying, you are talking to God as to a friend. You are pulling what is inside you and bringing it to God. When you are reading the Bible, God is speaking to you through His word. So that means we have got a complete two-way system.
Mm.
And the communication that we get from the Bible and as we pray is that as a human being, you understand God better.
Mm.
I understand God better. As I am reading the Bible, I see God's dealings with human beings.
Mm.
I see myself in this situation. This is how God dealt with Abraham. This is what happened. Then it also helps me to have my mind unfolded. Oh, so that means if I do this, God will not be pleased with this. And then I can also relate with God like those people used to relate with Him.
And in terms of discerning His will, is that possible to actually find that out just from Bible study?
It is like when you look at people like Nehemiah. Nehemiah goes to rebuild the wall, and as they are rebuilding the wall, the people is the enemies. The enemies come up with a plan. Let us invite Nehemiah and his team that we go to a temple, we go and meet in this place. But their plans was to go and assassinate or to go and kill him. The Bible said he discerned that their intentions were evil. How did he discern? Because he knew the voice of God. He knew the will of God.
Ah,
and when someone spoke something that was not in line with that, he knew that, no, here it is not God speaking to me. It's just like you.
Mm-hmm.
If we stay together for a long time, even if I don't see you, your voice outside, I'll know that is Brother Lotte who is speaking there. Why? Because I have known you. We have stayed together. I've communicated with you. I have become used to your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So when you read the Bible, when you pray, you become used. You come to know God's voice, that here, even if it's a child who is speaking to me, not to do this, this is God speaking to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is God speaking. This is God stopping me to do this, or this is God telling me to do this.
But quite interesting. And then, but does consistent prayer and prayer life guarantee positive results? Like, always getting what you ask for in prayer?
No. And actually, if I had such a God who can give me everything, I wouldn't try to be associated with such a God.
Wouldn't you love him better? Because, I mean, I imagine if my dad would give me everything I want, I would, of course, love my dad even more.
You just look at, and you have given a good assertion, the relationship between children and their parents.
Mm.
A children who come to ask for a knife, to play with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
But as a parent, you know that if this child continues playing this knife,
yeah.
the child will be crying for it.
Mm.
The child will have his head chopped off.
Mm-hmm.
So there are certain times when we are praying for things that can injure us.
Mm-hmm.
But because God knows the end from the beginning, mm-hmm. He will not give us certain things. At times, He will allow us to mature to a certain extent so that He can give us those things.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the disciples. The disciples said, no, Lord Jesus, these people who are stubborn, remember John, the sons of thunder,
mm-hmm.
allow us to call fire from heaven and burn them.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus had allowed them to call fire from heaven to burn sinners, they could have burned also, because they are sinners.
Mm, mm.
So there are certain times when we are asking for things that can even harm us.
I see.
But because God has got that wisdom, you say, no. Yes, my child, Lord, needs this, but not now.
Mm,
he needs this, but not this quantity. Remember that account in Romans 8, verse 26, we do not know how to pray.
Mm,
we do not know what to pray for. And therefore, the Holy Spirit comes to help us to straighten our minds as we are praying.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, quite a lovely one. Now, Paul tells us of a thorn in his flesh but that he asked God to remove. Remember that? And three times God said no. What's the point of prayer if God is just going to do his own will? Anyways, I think you've addressed that a bit. But if it's a thorn, that's painful. Surely God wants us to be in peace and harmony?
Exactly. He wants to do so. The thorn in the flesh, Paul actually, he even gives a reason in that account when he was writing to the Corinthian church, that because of the many revelations that I received from God, God allowed a messenger of Satan to buffet me, in other words, to torment me.
Mm-hmm.
But the background there is because of the revelation that he had received.
Mm-hmm.
Pride was going to come in him that I'm a very different person. Look at what God has. There were things that he has revealed to me. You'll be interested to learn that Paul wrote more letters than any other apostle.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, because of this, the main revelation, God allowed. And when he goes down, he says, I prayed three times, but God says, my grace, in other words, my love is sufficient for you.
Mm.
Meaning my love is enough for even when you have that thorn, I'll give you power for that thorn, for you to sustain, for you to sustain that pain. I can give you an example. I had almost a similar challenge.
Yeah,
I grew up from a farming setup.
Mm.
One time we were dealing with our animals. Then I fell down. My right hand just crashed on the ground. And then there was a thorn there.
Mm.
And this thorn, it was so painful, but I didn't take it. From 1990, that thorn came in January this year. It was painful and painful and painful. Until one night this in January, I just felt the pain was too much.
Mm.
When I pressed it, that thorn came out. It stayed in me for 33 years.
My goodness.
That 33 years. There's one time when I mentioned that we were in South Africa with friends, I was still nursing that wound where that thorn came out.
Mm.
And today there's no pain that I feel. 33 years.
Mm.
But he gave me power to endure that pain.
Mm. Mm.
He will give you power.
Yeah. Now, you know, I think you've answered this next question in part, but because I wanted to find out why would God allow us then to go through difficulties, you know, even though our will is to for him to take it away. So why do you think God, for instance, allowed you for 33 years to endure that pain? Is there a reason, really? I mean, after all is said and done, the pain now is gone, you are reflecting, what was the whole reason of the whole thing?
Yeah, in the first place, brother Lot and our listeners, we need also to underline that God is not answerable to us. You remember what Job went, the whole book of Job.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason that it is given to what he suffered up to now.
Mm-hmm.
So God can allow something. But one thing that Job would mention, like Job 23 verse 10,
mm-hmm.
he says, after he has tried me, I'll come forth as God. I'll come forth stronger. So some of these challenges that we have, as you pray, your Christian character is developing. The more you are exercising, the more you are praying, the more you are studying the Bible, you are praying for something, you even become a stronger Christian. I'll give you an example of, I read one book of this person who saw this caterpillar struggling before a butterfly, it is first a caterpillar, that process. So when he saw this creature struggling to come out of the shell, he said, no, he sympathized with it. He just pulled that thing and pulled that insect out. What is surprised, when he came the following day, the butterfly could not fly. Then he was told now by this scientist, when it is struggling, when that insect is struggling, when it is struggling, when that butterfly is struggling, there are some chemicals that are released to go to the wings, to go to the legs as it is struggling. So when you cut short that process, those chemicals are not released and it cannot fly. So it is that struggle that makes it to fly. It is our spiritual struggles that strengthen us.
I'm not sure if, because, I mean, I know that is not answerable to us, and that's okay. And I accept that, by the way. I'm just not sure if we just can't ask him that, Lord, I mean, for 33 years, truly, there must be something. Please tell me something. But to say that no is not answerable to us is like, allowing God to get away with murder here.
No, what we are trying to say that we, in this side of heaven, we may not understand everything that God does. There are some people where he has given a reason. No, you are going to have this because of this. He may say or explain something, but even when he does not, one thing that we should also mention in this conversation is that there are also scientific benefits that we find in prayer. Prayer has been scientifically found by research that prayer reduces stress. Hello, are you able to get me now?
Yeah. So you're saying that prayer reduces stress?
Prayer has been found by research that it reduces stress.
Right.
The more you pray, your stress goes down.
Okay.
Prayer also reduces the heart rate, meaning if you have you are hypertensive, the more you pray, your blood pressure goes down. Prayer also improves your immunity. So in other words, prayer has been found that it improves your immunity. And then prayer also reduces the pain, physical pain. And those are results that are coming from research. For people who pray, even if they are enduring the same pain, those who don't pray and those who pray, the pain is less compared to those who do not pray. So prayer helps us. Even away from spiritual reason, it helps us even physically.
Yeah, indeed, it's a very important part of our physical beings, not only spiritual. Yes, for spiritual well-being, prayer is important, but I hear you saying that it does not end in the spiritual well-being. It also includes physical well-being. Wow, that's beautiful to know. Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through. Always, always a pleasure talking to you. I think we're going to be connecting tomorrow, once again, same time, same place.
Thank you very much. A pleasure for me. God bless you. God bless our listeners. We'll link up tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
You're most welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.